It is the afternoon cruise here on Jazz 88. I'm chatting with Jeremy Ivelsocker. He's an in-demand guitarist and composer who's curating Mondays at Ice House for the month of April, and he's already put on some memorable shows. Tonight's show involves Eric Fratsky and Cody McKinney on bass, alongside a set from Crime Family with Michelle Kinney, Anthony Cox, Brian Murray, and Adam Wozniak. Jeremy Ivelsocker, how are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, Sean. Good to talk to you.
Right now, you're traveling. You curated what's happening tonight. You'll be back for the rest of them. Do you have a traffic report from Kansas City at any point? Do you have any updates for the roads for anybody else who's there?
It seems it's moving along pretty smoothly. We're in some outer suburbs here near a Starbucks, and that's a little busy, but yeah. Otherwise, pretty good.
A line for a latte, but you should be able to get home. Now, these Mondays you've been doing at Ice House, you've done a couple of them already. How have they been going for you? Have you been having fun with them?
They're great, yeah. I've invited a lot of really creative people, and people are, for the most part, trying out, like, new ideas. That's going to be true of Michelle and Anthony and Brian and Brandon tonight. Yeah, I wish I could be at that one. I'm on tour opening for Indigo Girls with an artist named Annie Humphrey. We're having a good time.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Well, that's a pretty good reason to have to miss them. Now, Jeremy, I've had the honor of knowing you for quite some time, and nobody has ever gone, that guy's a limelight hog. He always wants the attention on him. But this month, you got the Star Tribune article, and you're also sort of the top of the flyer guy for this series on Mondays. You really do great work as a player. You really do great work as a collaborator. A lot of people think of you as like the premier collaborator in the Twin Cities. How does it feel to be in that more curatorial role and the more like, hey, Mom, I'm in the Star Tribune kind of vibe?
That was fun to have my mom see that. But it's interesting because it's like, yeah, what are you about if you aren't actually playing? You know, especially that like tonight when I don't. You know, I can't be there even. And I just asked Michelle if she had any new ideas. And I cannot believe how cool that band is going to be. Gotcha. I'm really bummed I can't be there.
Now, what else is coming up? So we heard about what's going to be happening tonight, including pretty much all the great bass players in town, Fratsky, Cody, and Anthony Cox. And Michelle Kinney, probably no slouch on the bass and great on cello as well. When you get back to town for these two Mondays that remain in April, what's going to be on the books for the other ones?
Well, the 22nd, I've got a group called Circuit City, and it's kind of a modular outfit. And for that version, we're going to have Liz Draper on bass. Al Sparhawk's going to play some guitar. Davu Suru, Marty Dosh, and myself. And then the other set will be your old bud, Devon Russell Gray, playing with Andy Broder and Jesse Whitney.
Ah, got you. And how about that last Monday, the 29th, I think?
Well, my friend Ida Shagasemi is trying out some new sounds. She's playing electric bass and doing these like kind of bluesy ostinato things. And then she's kind of mixing in her traditional like Persian sound with that. It's really cool. She sent me a demo. It's going to be good. And she's going to be backed up by me, my son Max, and JT Bates. And we've got a set from Chama Devora. That's Crystal Myslak and Liz Draper.
It is Jazz 88. It's Jazz 88. Yeah. I've been chatting with Jeremy Ivelsocker. He's on the road. He's outside of Kansas City now, but he's curating all the Mondays at Ice House and doing a pretty bang-up job on it. And Jeremy, before we spoke, I asked you to send over some music, and you were nice enough to send over a tune called Blues for John. I presume this is Alpha Consumer, and it's Mike Lewis on sax and bass, you on guitar, and JT Bates on drums. Do I got that right?
Correct. Yep. We recorded this in February of 2020 in Mike's living room. We had our friend Bella Blasco fly in to record us. And then as with a lot of people, we lost all momentum there a month later. And I just got the hard drive out and started seeing what was there. And it sounds pretty good. So, yeah,
it does.
I'm really happy you asked. Yeah.
It does sound pretty cool, and it's really cool to hear Alpha Consumer, who is a top-notch sort of more rock band, but this is a little more of a jazzy side of things. I'm looking forward to pressing play on it, and I'm looking forward to these upcoming Mondays at Ice House. And, Jeremy, I hope you have a good time out on the road, opening up for Indigo Girls with Annie Humphreys. And thank you so much for taking time to chat with Jazz 88.
Oh, man, I've been a fan of you for a long time, Sean. Thank you so much.
This is Alpha Consumer doing Blues for John on Jazz 88.